Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome. It is the 30th day of March 2006. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. We're scheduled to have one of the last people out alive out of one of the major towers that was attacked on 9/11 joining us from Caracas. And, of course, he is William Rodriguez. But in between what the network's doing with its move and taking a computer phone call from somebody on the road, Caracas, that's Caracas, Venezuela. We'll see how that goes. He's down there on a 9/11 truth tour being put on by the billionaire philanthropist, Jimmy Walter, who is also with him. And Mr. Walter should be on with us as well. That's coming up in the second hour. And, yes, we are scheduled in the third hour to have Ed Asner on with us. He's been on the Genesis Network before a few years ago, speaking out against the Iraq War. Now he'll be joining us again today to get into more detail about his official questioning of the 9/11 fable, of course, of Mary Tyler Moore fame and many other movies and TV shows. And he's been questioning 9/11 publicly for 2 years. I mean, he's been at 9/11 symposiums, and he's met with David Ray Griffin, who incidentally is joining us next Tuesday. And so he's been involved for a while. I mean, when we say there's a lot of other Hollywood people that are aware, it's true. Dean Haglund of Lone Gunman and X-Files fame and, I don't know, 20-something movies has gone public. There's a bunch of other Hollywood stars that have already gone public. It's just Sheen is the biggest to boldly go public. And so the first really big star, current star, to go public. And some big developments on the Sheen front coming up in the next month. You'll just have to keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Again, I want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates for their great patronage carrying the broadcast. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank all of our listeners. And I want to thank God above for all the doors that he's opened for us in the fight against the New World Order. Houston High School principal flies Mexican flag at school. And I say, what's the big deal with that? At least 7 South Texas towns only fly the Mexican flag. English is not allowed in any city proceedings or court proceedings. And the federal government doesn't care. I mean, can you imagine if the government, if some state or local government said only English could be the language, no other languages in court? People would freak out. There'd be lawsuits, screaming, wailing. No, there are 7 towns. And that's a few years ago, last time I checked. It's been a big 10-part-plus series. I say 10-part. There was a 10-part series 8 years ago in the San Antonio Express News, and there's been several others since then about all these towns where they basically tell you if you're white, you're not welcome. That's San Antonio Express News, and a Hispanic American, by the way, has written those articles. And I'm not kidding. For reporters listening who don't believe this, just go LexisNexis or go get a subscription at the San Antonio Express News and just type in El Cenizo as your keyword. El Cenizo, Mexican flag, courthouse, something like that, Spanish only. And so, I mean, the La Reconquista is going quite nicely. And the narcotics are pouring across, the murders are massive, the rocket attacks, the car bombs, the military takeover of the Southwest, as promised, the Border Patrol with bounties on their heads, being murdered. It's all going quite nicely. So, when you read the Houston Chronicle about people freaking out about flying the Mexican flag, then I have another report here out of Florida where people woke up and it says Mexican flag flies over Chasewood North. And it goes into how they took the American flag down there flying the Mexican flag over this big apartment complex. Well, I mean, you ought to be in Austin. I mean, the car dealerships, everything. And don't go in there because you're not welcome in most of these places. So get out of here. They probably start having the bathrooms for whites and blacks right here. You know, we'll have to go around the back and go up to the window, and we want to go to a restaurant, we'll go up to the window and get permission. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glad you could join us on this live Thursday edition. Already into the second segment. 30th day of March 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're scheduled to have Ed Asner on with us coming up in the third hour to give us his views on the inside job that is September 11th, the foundational event for the destruction of American liberty and delivering this once sovereign republic into the hands of an absolute despotism. So that is coming up later, and we've got a ton of news to cover here. A lot of new scientific mainstream studies coming out confirming what the trials of Ritalin and other amphetamine-type stimulant drugs. What we already know about these molecule structures is that it causes heart attacks and strokes. We have five-year-olds by the thousands having heart attacks and strokes who are on this. They're dying on the playground. They're dying like little rabbits whose hearts get sped up too fast. I want to get into some of these new reports and studies. Also, big scientific studies confirming what Nobel Prize winners have confirmed decades ago as well, that super high levels of natural vitamin C, not the synthetic junk, not just the citric acid, but actual vitamin C, the pure molecular entire molecule structure of vitamin C, massively keeping your cell structures together, keeping the DNA together, keeping the rhizomes together, keeping the mitochondrial DNA together, keeping the codes together so that as they replicate throughout life, they do not break down as fast, and so you live longer. Major new studies confirming what we knew decades ago, again, on that. So we got some good news for you and some bad news for you on the medical front. A lot of other bizarre medical news as well that I do want to cover in this first hour. But and of course, we've got Abramoff, the criminal, the convicted piece of trash lobbyist, who is frankly nothing compared to many of the lobbyists in Washington, though he's bad. I mean, we've got that congressman out in California pleading guilty to stealing $800+ million. I mean, that's the type of criminality. Confirmed convictions, pleading guilty. It's just running wholesale rampant. Right now. It is totally rampant right now, so we'll get into that. Also, Cynthia McKinney's office. My gut-level instinct was, because I know how they've been setting people up in the Capitol, for those that don't know, the Capitol Police are under the executive. They are a subdivision of the federal marshals and the federal protective detail, and we know they've been harassing Democrats. We know they were harassing Tom Daschle. And again, I'm no fan of Tom Daschle, but I'm a fan of freedom and congressmen and women being left alone. We know that they've threatened to arrest congressmen and women who've been leaking information when it's their congressional right. They're just as powerful as the president. In fact, the legislative, constitutionally, according to the Founding Fathers, and this is one of the things they agreed on from the outset, is the strongest of the three branches, legislative, judicial, executive, because it is the most divided. Divided is good. Separation of powers. Gridlock is good. It's the hardest place to get a dictatorship because you've got hundreds and hundreds of people competing with each other. And the founders understood that. And you go, what does this have to do with Cynthia McKinney? Well, you've got these federally controlled minions, security guards there. And we had talked to McKinney's office. She talked in the past how she'd been harassed by them, trying to simply get into work every day. And many times they're in a hurry, running back and forth from their congressional office buildings, all six of them around the Capitol, and most of them don't have offices, only Senate leaders and House leaders and a few top committee chairmen actually have offices at the Capitol. The rest of them are at the Eisenhower building, other buildings around it. So they're always rushing in and out. You know, whenever we have Ron Paul on the show, he has to rush from voting back to his office and rush back in. And I mean, we have firsthand experienced what it's like. I've even gone to the Capitol to meet with people before, and it's you have to run around and try to get into the Capitol and then get back into their office buildings to try to cover press conferences. And so, congressmen and women walk around. They walk around the metal detectors, and they keep harassing her. And at first it was, he walked over and tapped her lovingly, the security guard did, the federal officer, came over and tapped her sweetly, and she viciously assaulted him with a cell phone. Now they're having to admit, now the Capitol Police, and I have the local D.C. news reports here, that they began screaming at her, ran up to her, and roughly grabbed her by the arm. And then we talked to her office yesterday, and they said, look, Alex, we'll have a statement for you soon on fully what happened, but basically they've been grabbing on her, and you know, she's getting sick and tired of it. And so now they admit what we were told by McKinney's office yesterday in confidentiality, and now we can report it because it's in the news, that they ran up and grabbed her. Now imagine screaming at her, run up, grab her hard around the arm, squeeze her arm, and she rotates around aggressively, you know, just like, hey, get your hands off me, and her hand, because he was pulling her into him, her hand bumped into him. Now, how many times have you seen the squad car video of police? How many times have you heard of this happening to your neighbors? I have personally witnessed this. In fact, you can see it on video in my film, The Road to Tyranny. I keep talking about that film because so much is in that film, almost 3 hours long. About 8 minutes of that 170-minute film is Abby Newman, naval veteran, housewife, working on the farm, driving back to Rock Mount, Virginia. They're in the rural area with her canning supplies. She'd gone into town to buy some. She has everything in order. She comes to a checkpoint. The cars are all stopped. They walk up and say, we want to see your license registration. She says, do you have probable cause? Do you believe I've committed a crime? The officers say no, but we've got to see your ID before you can pass through. And she said, no, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. They tell her to get out of the car. And when she begins to argue with them about the Constitution, they jerk her out. She clearly does not resist in any way other than she leans back when he's grabbing her. He pulls her out, and then she leans back away from him with her arms at her side. Incredible self-control. I mean, and women's instincts are, when a big man's grabbing on them, to push away. That's what women do. And I guess some of a lot of people have that experience with, women. That's what women do. They will lean back. They will lean away from the bigger man. So she leans away, and they go, that's it, resisting arrest. You've assaulted an officer for leaning away. I can't tell you how many people I've seen when cops are tackling them. I mean, in person downtown on 6th Street or on video or even on cops. I've watched cops before, these other cop shows. They will tackle somebody, and if they flail their arms in pain, if they do anything. One of my friends years ago refused to let him search his car. State police jerk him out, slam him down on the ground. Once they're jumping on him, he flails and tries to get them off of him because they're hurting him bad. I mean, your instinct is when somebody's jumping on you, got their knees in your back, it's very claustrophobic. I mean, my instincts are when that happens, because that's happened to me a few times when I was growing up in fights, when some really big guy gets you down, your instincts fire up and you bull up and, explode upwards. I mean, you do that, folks, you're going to prison for a long time. A long time. But she's saying she's probably going to end up having to litigate against him. And so this is how it happens. They grab you, and then they charge you with resisting. Remember, they charged briefly, or they said they were going to charge her with Cindy Sheehan. Whether you love Cindy Sheehan or hate Cindy Sheehan, she was there. They had neocons with pro-Bush T-shirts on. She has, the number 2,400 and something for the number of dead troops. And they were just waiting, again, the same Capitol security. They scream, protest her, grab her, drag her out. She never resists them. It's all on video, and they try to charge her with resisting them until there were too many witnesses, and they were forced to drop it. So you've got these evil little executive hounds running around harassing the congressmen and women. They send FBI in every time there's a leak, threatening to arrest people, bullying them. They have terror drills where they make everyone leave and run around with machine guns, pointing them in the direction of the congressmen and women. This is the executive training the legislative that it's under federal control. So it is confirmed. He grabbed her. He ran up from behind, grabbed her, screaming at her. She whips around. Her hand bumps into him. Her hand is up against her chest. It whips into him, and that is the assault. And then they reportedly arrested her, and then the higher-level Capitol Police reviewed some tape and said, release her. We'll decide what to do after the close of Congress today. And that was yesterday. And Cynthia McKinney has a lot of courage. She's spoken out about 9/11 and clear evidence of a cover-up and for a real investigation. She's spoken up against DynCorp kidnapping rings. She's spoken up against trillions missing from the Pentagon. And so I guess we're going to start seeing the new development where they start fights with the congressmen and women. They simply jerk back or turn around, and you start going to jail. Exactly what we saw with Abby Newman in Road to Tyranny. I mean, watch the video. And then they go back to the back of the squad car when she's in the squad car, and they go, look at this. She's got a Patriot Games video. She's got a Police State 2000. That's what was in the car. She's got a thing about the Constitution. That may be illegal. Well, I don't know. The other cop goes, she may be allowed to have that. I don't know. I heard it's contraband. And then we have the FBI training manual saying frequent references to the U.S. Constitution is terrorism. We have the new Virginia manual given to all police and all state employees. We covered it yesterday. We have the manual up there from Governor Warner. And it openly says any property rights activists are terrorists. Anyone trying to influence the government is a terrorist. But we just don't have the training manuals. We have them doing it, and you can see the training in action. Is this Constitution legal? I don't know. I mean, literally, I don't know if that's legal. She may be allowed to have that. I don't know, though. Well, I'm going to write it up as contraband. Good, yeah, it may be. It may be. She's some kind of nut. I mean, she's got a Constitution. You fool, swore an oath to it.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Fathers, what about somebody 100 years ago? If you would have told them that police would be out stopping people on the roads, and then if they brought up their constitution or they had a pocket constitution in the car, that they would be arrested. And I mean, do you understand that the police, and I know cops are listening right now, and I know they've been taught this, especially they've been given federal training on a, quote, extremist. I mean, we have the handbooks from Virginia. We have the federal handbooks. We have handbooks from Nevada. We have handbooks from Arizona. We have handbooks from Texas. I've now come into possession of the DPS new handbook. where it, I mean, it lists everything as terrorism. I mean, anything, anything that's pro-America, anything. I don't know how these police can go to meetings and have FEMA officers, FEMA agents stand up there and say the founders are terrorists and America's bad. I mean, it's the equivalent of Red Dawn. You ever seen the movie Red Dawn where the Soviets are walking around and they've taken over areas of Idaho or whatever, and they're sitting there telling everybody that, that America's bad and the Constitution's bad and owning guns is bad and freedom's bad and free speech is bad. I'm living in Red Dawn. But they don't come arrest me. No, 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 no. They go arrest the little lady on the side of the road who pulls up to a checkpoint. Again, an able veteran, no criminal record, who just says, well, you want to search me? You want all my IDs? There's all these cars lined up in front of her. She's like, no. I got places to go. I got a life. I mean, statistically, police have more criminal convictions and more criminal rates than any other group in society. I mean, that's official numbers. And I don't think I should be able to just go to a cop's house and go, well, you know, probable cause says you might be a criminal, so I'm going to go ahead and search you. Because that's not probable cause. I'm not saying all police are crooks. I am saying statistically government agents and police are involved in more crime than anybody else because they're in unique positions to get away with it. They are recruited by criminal networks. These organized crime syndicates that run our country and run our planet today. And so, I talked to McKinney's office yesterday, and then now it's confirmed. They admit, the police admit, the federal police, controlled by Bush, admit that they yelled at her, screamed at her, ran over to her, grabbed on her, and she just turned around aggressively, and her hand basically bumped into it. And folks, you'll go to prison, you'll be convicted of touching them. They'll pull you into them and then call it assault. And these police are nuts. I mean, you want that on your conscience? You want that on your soul? You want to reap what you sow of falsely charging people and convincing yourself that if someone touches you, they deserve to go to prison because you've got such an important job and you're just keeping us safe. So because we didn't submit to you, we deserve to go to jail. So you put a false charge on us. I've told folks that if I'm ever at a protest or I'm ever anywhere, you've got to go jellyfish. You've got to lay on the ground with your hands at your side or they will charge you with assault. They will pull you into them, not all of them, but a lot of them. They think this is widespread. They will pull you into them. They will bump you. They will fall on you. And buddy, you know, the funny thing is in the old days you just got beat up by the cops occasionally, but they wouldn't charge you. They'd say, now, you know, get on back to your business, boy. Now you don't just get beat up and have them jumping on you, big old 220-pound men jumping on you with their knees because you don't submit right and, you know, they got something to prove in life. No, now you get a charge on top of it. And I've seen them convict fellow Austinites where right when they start beating them up, the squad car video cuts out. Mike had to sue him, Mike Hansen, to get video of him beating him up in the Travis County jail. And they were so arrogant, they edited the video right when they put their hands around his neck. Because he was getting his phone call, and he was in there for not letting them search his car. And boy, they beat him up. You know, and by the way, he called into the radio as this was happening, so we got cameras there, because I was live on the radio on Saturday night many years ago, and they all got there with their video cameras right up at the corner of William Cannon 935 by that Hollywood video. He was in there renting a Disney movie for his daughter, had his little daughter Crystal with him. Guess she's a big girl now, but grown up now, out of the home now. But I guess she was about 10 then, and she's about 18 now. They broke glass out on her and drug Mike out. And then once he got to jail, he called me on my cell phone. We were downstairs protesting that same night, and he said, listen, they're torturing me, and they're saying I've got a signed document saying I've used drugs, I've been involved in family violence. And that I've been driving drunk. And I said, Mike, don't make stuff up. See, I was ignorant 8 years ago. I was ignorant. And then he said, no, please, Well, then later I got to get the videotape of right as he's on the phone, calling me on the cell phone, and they come up, these three jail guards. And you see them put their hands around his neck. They didn't like hearing him talk bad about him on the phone. And man, then the tape just cuts out for 5 minutes. Boy, they beat him something fierce. When we get back, I then learned that they admitted. They said, oh, yeah, of course we make you sign documents. It's out in the open.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Discussion today because Cynthia McKinney, they now admit they ran over, the guy grabbed her, she turned around, bumped into him, and so they're going to try to charge her with assaulting a lord, the federal police officer, the federal guard there at the Capitol. But I mean, this really happened, okay? I was ignorant. I guess this happened in 1998, so it's about 8 years ago. And I was on the radio 6 days a week at that time. I was doing a Saturday night radio show, and he calls in, and he said that an off-duty county, Travis County Sheriff's deputy, he had walked out of the Hollywood Video with the videotapes that he just rented, and the alarm went off, which I remember renting videos there back in the day. I mean, we've all experienced walking out of Target or walking out of wherever, and the alarm goes off, and because the kid at the counter hadn't, you know, swiped the stuff to demagnetize the little buzzer strip, and the kid behind the counter said, go on, yeah, you paid for it. You rented the video, and Mike walks out, and it did turn out that the sheriff's deputy recognized Mike from county commissioners and recognized Mike from television. Mike's well-known here, Mike Hansen, doing camera work for me and stuff. for many years. He had his own TV show just a few years before that. I guess he was on a TV show about 4 or 5 years even before I was. He called it River City Talk. It was just a local talk show about Austin issues on the local cable channel. And so the guy saw Mike and said, "Stop right there. You stole that." And the employee walked out. There was this scene and said, "No, he didn't." And so Mike smarted off to him. That's how Mike is. Mike said, "I told you," but didn't cuss, didn't say anything. Got his daughter by the hand, walked out to his truck, got in the truck, and the guy came over and said, "I need to see your driver's license." And Mike said, "No." And Mike then rolled the window up. And then the cop got behind his truck, because there was a car parked in front of Mike, and we later got video again of all this, because within minutes of him calling my show live, we got him on air, so it all happened live on the radio. I got to find a tape of that sometime and re-air that. I've got a tape of it, a disc of it somewhere. I bet Mike's got one, too. Mike, if you've got that, bring it up to the studio sometime. I want to play that, because it's riveting radio, and it's a great example of the police state here in America. So to make a long story short, Mike finally, that was at about, I guess, about 8 o'clock at night. The show ended a few hours later, and it was midnight, and we're down there around the jail, I guess about 50 protesters that had showed up. And, of course, Jimmy Ritter and several other camera people who were driving around in South Austin heard the 15-minute exchange before the police busted his window out. So they all showed up with video cameras and actually caught the police knocking the glass out, dragging Mike out, manhandling him. Mike didn't resist. They tried to say he resisted. If we wouldn't have had video, Mike had gone to prison for assaulting an officer. But thank God that Jimmy Ritter and others got videotape of it. Jimmy, another one of my friends here locally who's been, you know, fighting the New World Order for a while. So all of this happens. All of this goes on. And so I'm downstairs at like midnight, or I guess about 11:30, if memory serves, and my phone rings. He finally gets his phone call. And he goes, "Listen, they said I can call a bail's bondsman for tomorrow, but I just want you to know, Alex, they're trying to make me sign documents saying I've committed crimes." And I said, "Mike, what are you talking about?" Because I didn't know we were in the Soviet Union. I mean, I was ignorant back then. I didn't know as much as I do now. I learn more every day. I mean, the more I learn, the more I know I don't know just how bad it is. And so 24 hours a day, they let you go up into the building and go up there to where they have these, you know, big, you know, bulletproof glass areas and the clerks behind there. And so I'm on the phone with Mike, and he says, "Oh, no, they're getting me. They're grabbing me. Click." And I go upstairs, and I walk up to the counter with a couple other people. And I say, "Do you ask people to sign things before they leave?" And the lady, she was nice behind the counter, she goes, "Yeah, we sure do, personal recognizance bond." And I said, "Can I have one of those forms?" She said, "Sure." And she gave me this white on the front, yellow on the back. You know, it's got the triplicate. And it actually listed 9 crimes on the back. And you sign it and agree to a referred adjudication, quote, no contest, to, quote, be bonded out. They say, "Oh, this is just your bond. Sign this and you get out." And it said, "I plead guilty and plead no contest to family violence. I plead no contest to drunk driving. I plead no contest to drug possession." I forget all the things it had on it. I did a TV show about it and showed the document on air, and then I couldn't believe it. CBS News contacted, local CBS. KI contacted me. Many Austinites saw this. And actually went and covered it, and on the news they said, "You think you're innocent until proven guilty in America and the Constitution. Well, not in Travis County." And then they did a whole report about how you then sign that, which Mike refused, and so they beat him up. I mean, and then later what Mike claimed, I got the document, it was confirmed, and then Mike sued him to get the video. He got the video, and they edited it. You can see him on the phone. You can see Mike on the phone, on the wall, talking to me on the cell phone, black and white video. You see the jail guards come get around him because they don't like what he's saying about them. And then you see him, they didn't even cut this out, put their hands around his neck. And Mike said for 20 minutes, they sat on him, did pressure points behind the ears. He said it was pure torture. So that's my point about how they edit video. And let me tell you something. I've been in that jail one time. You've seen the video of me being arrested. I went down to the DPS where they started thumb scanning with a Bill Clinton executive order to get a driver's license, part of the start of the national ID card, now federally passed nationwide last year. Back in 1993, Clinton just signed an executive order saying you get billions of federal dollars if you put thumb scanners and a digital photo face scan in. So it was put in 94. Clinton signed the order in 93. By 97, I went down and protested it with over 100 protesters. It's at the end of my film, America Destroyed by Design. And you see the state police going, oh, we're not going to arrest you, no, but we're not going to give you a license without a thumbprint. And I had, you know, seven forms of identification, and they said that birth certificate, the old driver's license, the expired one. I had my passport. I had my insurance card. I had my health club card. I mean, I had seven forms of ID. I lay them out on the table. Many of you have seen the video. And the nice state police officer, he puts me in the squad car. He pulls over later and goes, look, I believe in what you're doing. A lot of us believe in what you're doing. He goes, let me take you out of your handcuffs. He took me out of the handcuffs. He drove me down to Central Booking, down off 7th Street and 35. And this little bitty short red-haired guard got me. And I didn't resist. He fingerprinted me. And he said, now get up against the wall. And he took the back of his hand and he just rammed it right straight in the back of my head, right at the base of my head. You know, right at the base of the neck and the head, and just my forehead slammed into the wall. And he goes, you going to do something? You going to do something? And there's another guard just waiting right there, just right there at the door, ready to club my head in. And I just sat there and took it in that Soviet camp. I just took it in that Soviet camp with a bunch of scum. I mean, I'm telling you, my one experience in there, and I was respectful in there. I was thinking, man, the cops aren't that bad. You know, nice state police officer ordered to arrest me by the head of DPS. The head spokesman of DPS showed up. He's on video. He says, arresting. The cops didn't want to. They arrest me. They take me in. All of this happens. I mean, some of those state police had tears in their eyes, folks. You should have seen it. But not by the time I got down to that jail, man, that little short red-haired punk. I mean, he wanted me to do something, and I'd be in prison right now, folks. They assault you. And then when you defend yourself, it's over. They have video cameras mounted on the wall, everything. So that's America, and that's what happened to Cynthia McKinney, according to her, and I believe it. They're going to manhandle you. They're going to put their hands on you, and you don't flinch. You learn to take it. Imagine somebody just taking their hand and just slamming it in the back of your head right into the cinder block. Bam! Even got a little bruise from it. I mean, it wasn't that hard, but it was just, you know, bam, whoa. And he was smart about it. He must have done that to 100 people or more. He was smart. He did it real suddenly. So you'll flinch. So you'll resist. You know, the natural thing is somebody hits you, you push back. You know, the average person would have, but I was ready for it, I guess at a subconscious level. And I just stood there and took it. Then they put me in this holding tank for about 5 hours with a whole bunch of people without a bathroom. You understand there is a holding tank right there without a bathroom, and boogers all over the walls, feces smeared all over the walls. I mean, this is the dirtiest thing I'd ever imagined. I'm in this third world pit with all of these criminals, and it was so funny. I was in there, and several of them started asking me what I was in there for and trying to act tough, and I just looked at them when they left me alone. I'd have tore those guys' heads off. I was really mad. I got in prison for that, too. I'm the type of, I don't know how what it is about me, but I get cornered by a bunch of scum. I just want to unleash on them. But just God help us as a country. God help us as a country. I start thinking about the things I've experienced, the things I've seen. The time Delta Force was there in San Antonio, and we were videotaping one of their operations, and these MPs run out, gigantic, huge black MP. And he told me to get down on the ground, and he shoved me down these fire ants. He told me not to move, because there's fire ants everywhere in the summer here, just anywhere in an unkept, you know, field, it's going to happen. And then Mike starts arguing, so he slams Mike down on the ground, and they've got their guns out on us, and they take our videotape and erase it, and there's Delta Force, old gray-haired type guys, probably 60 years old, I guess probably special op controllers, and the high and tight Delta Force types in plain clothes walking around and laughing at us. It's not funny. Okay, it's not funny what you do in America. It's not funny what you try to do to the press. Of course, that did get picked up by WorldNet Daily, by the way, and did get picked up by the San Antonio paper. Because they were hopping mad. A week before, I'd interviewed the San Antonio police chief, and it made radio and mainstream news here in Texas and made front page of the Statesman and the Express News, because I got the police chief to say, yeah, they tried to bribe me, and they're trying to bribe public officials. So the next time I was down in San Antonio trying to cover what they were doing, man, they just, in America. You see, that's why I've known about the police state, boys and girls. That's why it's nothing new to me when the Houston Chronicle reports that they're building FEMA camps. That's why it's nothing new to me when the newspapers report that down in Houston, the regular army is spying on peace activists and following them around. Because this is what America's turned into, giant brigades of spy troops who get paid four or five times what regular troops get paid. They have expense cards, fancy cars, they got long hair, they got earrings, they got tattoos, and they get all this money to be scumbags. And they're all in black ops, and I'm sick of it. Just a bunch of scum. I mean, they got easy lives, folks. They're not out fighting enemies overseas. They're not out. They're just spying and bullying and drug dealing and everything else you can imagine. But something's happening. One of the Delta Force commanders, one of the Delta Force founders, has gone public now and says the war on terror is fake. Our government's stirring up revolution in Iraq on purpose. America's turning into a police state. Dick Cheney's a sicko who likes torture. We already knew all that, but there is, you know, one of the founders of Delta Force. The founder was from Austin, and he died mysteriously after he spoke out against Waco, by the way. But the Delta Force was involved in. But this sergeant was the commander of Delta Force on the ground when it was founded, and he's saying America's gone. Because any real man, anybody who really loves America, will be like Chief Ali Philippus of San Antonio. They'll be like Thomas Sanchez, emergency manager chief in Kingsville. When the Delta Force came to him and said, this is an open training drill to take over America. And Thomas Sanchez, I'm not going to be part of PDD 25 gun confiscation. They gave him a summary, an executive summary, trying to get him involved in the takeover of America. Listen, I'm not going along with it, and there are a lot of other people that aren't going along with it. You're not going to take this country down without a fight, and I hope you realize that. And, you know, they've lowered the standards for the Navy SEALs and Delta Force now to get more people into it because they can't keep quality people. Somebody who can perform at an incredibly athletic level and a technical level and who has massive courage, the actual type of super warrior, generally is a good person. You don't generally get scumbags that can operate at 110%. See, all you've got is a bunch of scum or they're dumb. They're weak-minded. So, again, you lose in the end, New World Order. You cannot operate. You do not have the personnel. You are going to fail. I talked to CNN producers. They know about 9/11 and want to get the truth out, but they're not allowed to. I've talked to people at Fox. They want to get the truth out and hate their job and know what's going on. If you only knew. I've talked to people in Hollywood, even bigger than Charlie Sheen, who are being pressured to stay quiet. But you cannot keep the lid on this volcano. You cannot keep it shut down forever. You will not. I hope you realize that. I hope you understand that. I hope that's something that is being relayed to you. I hope it's something that you're getting. Because this is what's happening. I love this country. We're the good guys. We're the good people. We're defending this republic, police, military, firefighters, government bureaucrats, agents. Listen, you know in your gut I'm your friend. You know in your gut I'm right. You've already verified through the news much of what I'm saying. Verify the rest. Check me out. Take the challenge. Research what I'm saying. Defend the republic. Be part of history on the good side. All right, I've diverted off into a bunch of other issues. I don't even want to cover this. I have a stack of articles here. I have photos from L.A. off of the Mecha and La Reconquista and Mexica movements, different supremacist organizations. It's kind of like you got the Klan, the Aryan Nations, and the Order and the National Alliance. Well, it's the same thing with the Mexicans and the Latin American groups. Some are fascists, some are communists, some are UFO cults. And, folks, they're big and they're nuts. And we've got photos and video on their own sites, and they admit that they handed out American flags up front. This is admitted. You understand? Now, mainstream media now admits it. Mexican media, Spanish media owned by U.S. bankers openly, go read the mainstream news of who owns it. White people own it, and some of them, most of them are Anglo-Saxon, some are Jewish. One guy that bought the 670-something billboards in L.A. is Jewish for the very groups that say they want to get the Jews. In fact, the Jews are the number one target of these people. It's weird. You go to these websites, it's the Jews or the devil people. They're the top devils and the white, blue-eyed devils are their servants. And, I mean, it's some wild stuff. Go read. We have links to it. Big organizations, you know, saying this. And of course, it horrifies most Hispanics who are Americans, but there's a large group of 30 million illegals. It ain't 14 million, boys and girls. It's 30 million that are doing this, and they have, guess what they have? They have the American flags upside down with Mexican flags above them. They were burning American flags. They were trashing American flags. They were desecrating American flags. They were running around, I said 90 to 1. I've got photos where all you see is Mexican flags and there's no American flags. Just running around screaming, foaming at the mouth. And, I mean, and I've got articles here where the Mexican flags are going up in cities and towns all over America over courthouses. I mean, you understand? We'll be right back. America is going down. Thanks a lot, government.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Witness the bombs going off. He is scheduled to be calling in via IT phone from Caracas. He's there with billionaire philanthropist Jimmy Walter. of the Walter Hoehn fortune, who's fighting the New World Order, and they were just at the president of the Venezuelan Assembly. That's the like the vice president, folks. It's you know the head of their parliament basically, and his whole home is 9/11 documents and videos and books. They know all about 9/11. They have a military escort around the country, and they're scheduled this weekend to meet with Hugo Chavez. And I don't care about what fake neocons think of Hugo Chavez. The point is, he's fighting the New World Order. He knows what's going on, and I'll take any ally we can get, you know, in this fight against the New World Order. So this is just big, big news. Paul Watson, get ready to start writing, because this interview coming up is going to be big. All right, let me just finish up with what I was covering here. It says Houston High School principal flies Mexican flag at school. And it's right here in the Houston Chronicle. They took down the American flag and flew the Mexican flag. And then I have another one here out of Florida. Mexican flag flies over Chasewood North in Jupiter neighborhood, and at least for now. And it says residents at the Central Boulevard complex were surprised when they woke up. The Stars and Stripes have been replaced with the Mexican flag at the Chasewood North and residents of the condominium community off Central Boulevard. Now just wait till you see. I live in Texas, and you know I ride my bike down in East Austin because you know bike riding. You want to ride far, so I'll do like a 10-12 mile mountain bike ride over there, and I'll get over in the hills over in East Austin, and there are giant Aztec monuments. I mean, giant pieces of stone. I mean, stuff the city paid for that I have no idea how much it cost. With Aztecs cutting white people's hearts out, you'll have a conquistador laid back with an Aztec in a eagle outfit cutting his heart out, and it'll say Da Aztlan. I mean, huge stones, beautiful artwork. There's like stone gateways I've ridden my bike through. It's pretty spooky. And over by the river, and you know, it's got this is Aztlan carved on it. I mean, officially by the city. And our last mayor before Will Wynn, Gus Garcia, says that you know he's going to be buried in Mexico, and he's a Mexican first, and people elected him. And he had that big proclamation, I guess 4 years ago, saying that the Mexican people are the God race and are the supreme race. And, I mean, we have this on video. I've got to get that audio and play it sometime. I played it on TV. Got it somewhere in all the stacks. I have a huge bin just of the La Reconquista stuff in there. The problem is there's too much data. But it's in one of my weekly reports somewhere at PrisonPlanet.tv. I showed it about a year ago, I know. About a year and a half ago. So it's in one of the weekly reports there. And so imagine. And then I read the San Antonio Express News about 7 years ago where they said that all these towns, it was five at the time, now it's seven. El Cenizo is one of them. Good-sized town, and it said the courthouse flies a Mexican flag, no American flag, English is not allowed in court proceedings. This is in America. In America. Let me say it again. In America. And so you have millions of these people here who don't like America, who want America to be Mexico. If Mexico's so good, and this is really Mexico, why do you come here then? Because we had some freedom. We weren't perfect. And you know something else? Bad things were done to the native peoples of North America. And there were some upstanding native tribes in northern North America and central North America. But southern North America, give me a break, you ate your children. The tour guides down there admit it and say it was a good thing. I don't want to hear don't criticize a culture. I think the Nazi culture was bad, and your culture is pretty sick, too. I mean, why would you embrace the culture of eating your children and cutting hearts out? I mean, an open satanic society. And that's what they're saying. They're saying this is Aztlan. And my heart's going to be chopped up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.